There was a lot of binge-watching TV to begin with. I just sort of found the mood was starting to get really low. It's nothing to do, can't do nothing.
It was very mentally hard not being able to go to work, being restricted where I could run.
I think at this stage now they're just kind of over it. They're just sick of hearing about coronavirus and being reminded for the millionth time how to wash their hands.
Defeat, just absolute defeat of going, there is nothing we can do to fix this or to change this. We've just got to deal with it.
Ugh, dealing with it. With life, work, families, budgets, supermarkets, everything. How are you going with it? What are the skills that are going to help us deal with life during this pandemic? Hey, it's Penny Terry here, and that's what Season 3 of HealthSpeak is about. It's where we fill up our COVID kits with a heap of life skills to help us deal and live well with others and within our own heads during a pandemic. We've got 5 episodes where you'll get to hear about some of the things that people have been dealing with, plus some of the things that might help. Some of this stuff could hit you right in the heart.
Oh, I get teary talking about it and thinking about it because, yeah, it was really intense. And I think even more so was the customers coming in and just coming in to get a coffee, or you know that they'd lost their job and they were coming in to get a meal was really, really moving.
And how about that uncertainty?
Uncertainty is really hard because, again, our brains are designed to problem solve. So if we don't know the answer, we'll go round and round and round in it. So I think it's important to focus on what's within your control in your day-to-day life.
We'll learn some great strategies to put into our days.
So self-care is not just bubble baths. I think a lot of people think of it like it's just bubble baths and eating chocolate.
We'll learn how to do more of the good things.
I wonder if physios did a great business, because I'm sure there's a whole bunch of new injuries as people like taking to exercise in new ways.
And less of the bad things.
Bad habits, cheese. And the second one, cheese.
We'll even find out who really needs the extra cheese right now.
So what you need to think of is when you're taking that meal for the older person, making sure that it has plenty of protein in it and don't skimp on the kilojoules.
And if you've had any trouble getting people to keep their 1.5 metres, we'll find out what works and what doesn't.
I thought, oh, I'll stop people leaning over the counter. I'll put a barrier in front. Let's lean over the barrier. And the girls are like, Maureen, it's not working. I'm like, but surely, because I didn't like the red line on the ground.
If you can hit them with your kettlebell when you swing it and out, you're too close, sort of thing.
We'll talk a bit about change and how to make it easier.
Everywhere you looked required a new way of doing things.
When this happened, like my mind goes 100 miles an hour constantly, it was actually training myself to stop thinking.
We'll even take a look at your bank balance.
No, I just said to my husband, oh, look, we've got money we can spend.
But we can't go out and spend it.
I don't like the word budget because to me it seems restrictive. I use the word priority planner instead.
Ooh, priority planner, I like that.
It's a bit more positive.
Make sure you've got all the information. If you've heard that somebody else who's in a very similar looking situation to you has received a different benefit, ask why.
We'll even tap into the hard stuff of judgment and blame.
Did you find yourself watching the way other people were acting and maybe getting a bit judgy? I don't know if that's the right word.
Look, what you watch on TV, yes, very. Because some of them are just crazy.
And we'll skill up on how to have useful conversations.
Well, I mean, not everybody has to agree with you. And a conversation's good, with agreement or not.
It's really important to ask yourself the question, am I having a discussion or am I having a debate? It only takes 10 seconds before you start to think of a rebuttal.
I wonder if we should count to 10 now, just in case people want to rebut you.
Whenever or wherever you're listening to this, you'll pick up something to whack in your COVID kit, that toolbox of life skills that will help us live well through this pandemic.
Good saying. They said, you know, it's different, but it's not difficult.
Oh yes, we're back for season 3 of Health Speak. The first episode is coming soon thanks to Bell Bay Aluminium through the Georgetown Council as part of the Healthy Georgetown Project. You'll hear from all these people and more. I'll talk to you soon.